Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
20 years ago today, hundreds of volunteers met at Boston Common to pledge their commitment to get things done for America. They were among the first AmeriCorps members in the country, a group dedicating a year of their lives to working in nonprofits, schools, and community organizations. Today, AmeriCorps celebrates its 20th anniversary, and 1,000 new Massachusetts-based volunteers will take that same pledge of service in a ceremony at Tufts University. Emily Haber, CEO of the Massachusetts Service Alliance, coordinates AmeriCorps volunteers in the state and joins us in the studio on this anniversary day. Good morning, and thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you for having me.
AmeriCorps grew out of the National Community Service Trust Act, signed into law by former President Bill Clinton. 20 years later, still going strong?
Absolutely going strong. It's a wonderful program, and it's become, I think, part of the fabric in a lot of our communities.
I'm wondering, do you get more volunteers than you have jobs to place them in?
We certainly do. So every year we receive about 5 to 6 applications for every AmeriCorps slot that we have in Massachusetts, and I think those numbers are pretty similar across the country. So the desire to serve is very strong, and the opportunities for people to serve don't meet that strong desire.
So in other words, there's room for growth.
Absolutely, and we had hoped that there would be growth. 5 years ago, the president signed into law the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act, and that was supposed to grow AmeriCorps up to 250,000 people serving a year. We're currently at about 80,000, and so the desire is very strong and the need is very strong for those AmeriCorps members.
What draws people into this kind of service? Who volunteers?
We see a lot of young people who have enthusiasm and drive and an interest in giving back.
We spoke with a local AmeriCorps alum, Becca Wolfson, and I know that you know her very well. She served on Cape Cod back in 2006, focusing on environmental work. Let's hear what she had to say about her experience.
You undoubtedly get so much out of it. You know, for me, I feel as though I earned a graduate degree in environmental studies. And you know, seeing the impact that you make is invaluable.
She says that she felt as though she earned a graduate degree during her time with AmeriCorps. I'll bet you hear that kind of thing a lot.
Absolutely. The service that the members do is of tremendous benefit to the communities in which they serve, but it's also of tremendous benefit to the members. They are expected to step up and get involved in so many different aspects of what is needed in the organization with which they're serving. So, for example, on the Cape, which suffers often from big storms, the AmeriCorps members are the first ones who are there setting up the shelters, and they're the last ones to close the door at the end. When there was a crisis with dolphins being beached, they were out there saving those dolphins and getting them back into the water. And those are just things that happen sporadically, but then every single day they are there supporting all of the different environmental issues that affect life on the Cape.
How big an impact would you say that AmeriCorps members have statewide when it comes to providing services?
Think that the AmeriCorps members are an integral part of the delivery system in our state at this point. While we will be swearing in about 1,000 members today, we will have about 3,000 members serving in Massachusetts this year. They will serve over 1 million hours of service during the year. They are in probably 150 schools. We have AmeriCorps members that help with new immigrants and refugees as they get acclimated to their adopted country. Our AmeriCorps members are impacting the quality of life across the state in a very profound way.
How do you see the program growing in the future?
We would like to see the resources grow. We think that while I never, you know, would never say that it would be a mandatory requirement, I think that every young person should have the opportunity to do a year of service if they want to, and that it should ultimately become something that people, you know, feel like it's a rite of passage. But right now, we couldn't possibly place all of those people who would want to serve. And so I think that we could see a future where anybody who wanted to donate a year of their time to meeting needs in our communities would have the opportunity to do so.
Well, Emily Haber, CEO of the Massachusetts Service Alliance, speaking with us on the 20th anniversary today of the AmeriCorps Service Program. Thanks for coming in and happy birthday.
Thank you, Bob.